Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 548. Today we're going to read The Parent's Tao Te Ching. And this is verse 58. You can only demonstrate. If you carry great expectations for your children, they will carry great burdens. If you try to make them good, you will create instead their vices. Let your teaching be subtle. Let your strength reside in your flexibility. Let your virtues be natural and not affected. If your children are treated with modesty, grace, forgiveness, and joy, what are they likely to learn? There is nothing more important than the integrity of your life. You cannot teach, impose, control, coerce, or force any virtue. You can only demonstrate. Put your best effort forth on your own actions, not those of your children. This is a terrific verse, and I say that, I've been saying that 58 times now, right, with each of these verses, but this particular verse makes me think of a family I worked with once, and the mom was the parents were extremely critical of their children, extremely critical, to the point where nothing they did was good enough. Nothing was done correctly. Nothing was done quickly enough. Nothing was done with enough of a smile. Everything was criticized. And these kids were growing up to think that that's how all adults were, that you couldn't please any adults, and that's just how life goes. But then the oldest son went off to college and had to speak to his advisor to discuss some issues with his course selections. And he was feeling very nervous about going to the advisor. And the advisor was nothing but helpful and helped this young man to figure out the questions that he needed to get answers to figure out some course selections coming up. And this young man was very surprised that the advisor was so helpful. And when I talked to the young man, I helped him to understand that this is actually what the man's job was. The man gets paid to help students figure out their courses. And so that it makes sense that the man is very helpful and pleasant and ready to work with you and help you figure it out, because that's his job. And when I read this passage, you can only demonstrate, it really made me think of that family. And that young man went on to continue experiencing interactions with people who weren't hypercritical of him, And then he began to understand that's not the normal way that people treat each other, and that he grew in over time, over years, he grew to understand to not expect people he interacted with to be overly critical of him or exasperated by him or not want to help him. And he really healed from that experience of growing up in the household that he did. And so that's what I think about when I think about this verse. If you carry great expectations for your children, they will carry great burdens. And if they're treated with modesty, grace, forgiveness, and joy, what are they likely to learn? Right? You cannot teach, impose, control, coerce, or force. All you can do is model. And I think that's really what we're being asked to do as parents all the time. And it goes back to having boundaries. And it goes back to just parenting in general. I used to think as a young parent that I needed to control my children. If my children were acting up, then it reflected poorly on me as a mom. So when they acted out, I wanted to clamp down, especially my poor older son, who he likes to joke now that he was our guinea pig. When he was young, if he would act out, I would clamp down on his behavior because I didn't want people to think that I had no control over my child. Well, then I finally came to understand that I actually don't have any control over my child. And when he was acting out, I wasn't taking the time to figure out what the real issue was that was causing him to act out. I was only trying to yell at him to stop acting out. It was so misguided and it was so unproductive and inefficient and ineffective. And so eventually I figured out the error of my ways, thanks to Dr. Shefali, my dear friend, who I love dearly. She helped me to understand the misguided attempts I was making at trying to raise my son. And then my daughter, my younger son, were the lucky recipients of all that new knowledge. And of course, my older son was too, because I would say that I started learning all of this stuff from Dr. Shefali probably when he was 8 or 9. So he got a good half of his childhood with the new and improved me. And now we have a wonderful relationship that I'm so grateful for. But if I try to think about what our relationship would look like now that he's 18, if I had not changed my ways as a parent, I shudder to think of how contentious it might be, how disconnected we might be. It's painful and kind of a little scary. And I'm so grateful that I found her teachings and they spoke to my soul on such a level. And I dove in and learned all I could as fast as I could. And now it's my passion to help other parents to learn these ways too, because my relationship with my son is so beautiful now. It's so beautiful. We're learning, we've shifted almost seamlessly into this new chapter of life with him being away at college because he's a freshman. And we talk, I'd say 2 to 4 times a week, every other day, every couple of days. When before he left, I wondered, like, what's the frequency of our contact going to look like? Who's going to set the tone for that? Should I wait for him to reach out to me or should I reach out to him? I don't want to be overbearing, but I don't want him to think that I've forgotten about him. And it's really working out beautifully. Sometimes he'll call or FaceTime or text me. Sometimes I'll call or FaceTime or text him. And it's just seamless. It's been so, so beautiful. And I don't think it would have been nearly like that. If I had stayed in my old ways, I think he would have gone to college and been happy to get away from me, frankly. So, yeah, that's what this verse means to me. We cannot control or coerce or force our children. All we can do is model the kind of virtues that we hope that they will pick up. And when we do that, really good things happen. So those are my thoughts on this episode, or this verse in this episode. And I hope that you enjoyed it. And as always, if you want to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear from you. And if you haven't yet done so, please stop by iTunes and leave a review. That helps other people to find the podcast. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you make it a fabulous day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.